This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
And it's another hour of What's on Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall this hour with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your calls will take priority today. We have a lot of Facebook comments, a lot of texts already. But we always give preference to the callers, try and get you all in if we have the time, but just never enough time. So 701-271-1100, or toll free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. There's a way to talk with us live. Or you can choose to leave a message as well. Either way, we'll get that for Senator Kevin Cramer today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. I just saw Karl Rove on Fox News say something that encouraged me about Georgia. Since 1992, there have been 11 runoffs. All right? 11 times. Guess how many times Republicans have won since 1992 of those 11? What'd you say, Kev? 11 runoffs since 92. Republicans have won how many?
I'm going to go with none.
Eight.
Ah.
Eight of the 11.
All right.
Yeah. So that gave me a little encouragement that... There's a pretty strong precedence there. One other little tidbit that he talked about, the young vote was a big part of the election night success of Raphael Warnock in Georgia. And there's evidence, I guess, that the young voters is not turning out for the special election. They're done. They're checked out. They got what? I don't know. Christmas parties to go to? What do you suppose the young voters up to? I don't. What would?
I don't know.
Election night, yes, and the runoff on December 6th, no. Anyway, so I said earlier that I was a little pessimistic as to whether anything was going to happen there. Those two little pieces of information gave me a little bit of. But the polls certainly are not there. There's been kind of a. Anywhere from 5 to 10 point lead for Warnock in the polls. Whether to believe those, I don't know. I just, who knows? You don't have Senator Cramer on yet, Daniel, do you? Okay. It would have heard in my ear, I thought, if he was there, but not yet. So, topics that we have assembled for him include a lot of questions on the Twitter interference in the elections. Railroad workers, another one. There's just a whole boatload here, so we'll get to it today on the program. 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. You can weigh in on Facebook, where a lot of folks have already. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, thank you. How are you? Sorry, I got on a little late here. I've been spending the last hour, I guess, with North Dakota's Attorney General. Drew Wrigley and his deputy, going over a whole host of items relevant to states' rights and federalism and overreach of this federal government and litigation as well as legislation. Has been a very fruitful morning.
Are you giving strong encouragement on the litigation front to the Attorney General? Is that a good way to take this on?
Well, I always do that, and he's not hard to convince on that in that front. Of course, he's putting together his team, as you know, and it's coming together nicely in North Dakota, preparing for a legislative session. And one thing I did say to him, and again, he and I are in complete sync on this, and that is that I hope that the legislature is prepared to provide a good appropriation for litigation, federal litigation. There are several things that North Dakota's, you know, able to join other states on, and we've done that a lot over the last 10, 20 years. And but there are also some things occasionally when it's best when North Dakota leads on it, like Waters of the U.S., as we've done. And we just need to make sure that he's well-armed with all of the tools necessary to take advantage, full advantage of a more friendly judiciary after the 4 years of President Trump.
So a lot of questions for you that have come in already, and we'll cover some of those and some new ones as well today on the program. But one is that drop from Elon Musk and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
With facts of interfering in the elections. What is your reaction to it? What can be done about it now?
Well, there's not a lot that can be done about the election, obviously. In fact, you know, other than use the information to the best benefit and appropriate benefit going forward, what the dump did is it just confirmed what a lot of people already intuitively, I think, presumed and knew, and that was that there was a lot of suppression of information related to Hunter Biden's criminal activities, and by not just by association, but by obvious extension, the current president's and the former vice president, his father. Now, again, I don't think that there was a lot of shocking new news there. What it did do, though, is it outed a lot of the participants in the suppression, that whether it's big tech, big media, in concert with, At the time, probably the Obama administration, more recently the campaign, the Democratic campaign for president. This is sort of just being a Republican, quite honestly. While this seems hotter than a lot of things, it's been this way for 100 years, probably at least all my years in public life. The media is liberal, and the media loves to jump on hot stories about Republicans. Remember Dan Rather, the famous and once respected CBS news anchor, famously resigned in disgrace over information that he misrepresented relating to candidate George Bush's, President George Bush's public service or military service. So we've been the underdog in this world for a long, long time. But, you know, it's certainly, again, revealing. It's nice to see it all come out. It's just really tragic that we have major media corporations, including, what we call big tech. It's really social media that picks and chooses what information gets out and what doesn't, what gets reported and what doesn't get reported.
I saw that, I think it was Sunday with the Maria Bartiromo, that the incoming Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said it's time to investigate Facebook and Google to find out what, in a similar vein, has happened there. You support that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Here's the thing, Scott. Whether it's Facebook, Google, Twitter, you name it, social media in general, anybody that controls, not just social media, anybody that controls search engines, Google, that controls large data dumps, Amazon, the people that, the entities that have all but a monopoly on both the acquisition of and the distribution of information and data. Now, I've always been of the, of the inclination to try to get the government out of the way of more expression of speech and to get the government out of the way of more, better use and more access, if you will, to the marketplace. In other words, knocking down the barriers to entry for entrepreneurs or innovators, new technology innovators, rather than sort of hyper-regulating existing ones. That said, you do get to a point. Even in our great capitalist system, in our great constitutional government, you do get to a point where there's such a monopoly or an oligopoly, at least, of control over things that, you know, that it requires some oversight. And I think Kevin McCarthy is exactly right. You know, I've sat in meetings with executives from some of these companies who, you know, declare that they're not biased, that they don't do this on purpose. You might recall a few years ago when I was in the House on the Energy and Commerce Committee cross-examining Zuckerberg in a hearing when I sort of broke him down a little bit over the fact that his excuse in a hearing the day before in the Senate for why the enforcement division seems biased is because, of course, they're headquartered in the Silicon Valley, and there's much more of a liberal workforce there, and he was sort of blaming his employees, if you will, for their selective enforcement, to which I said, well, I've got an idea for you. How about you expand your operation and move to put the next call center in Bismarck?
I love that idea. I can't believe it hasn't happened yet. Hold that thought. More with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town. I'll get the calls next. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first Noel. Back on What's On Your Mind. Obviously in the Christmas spirit for you today. That's right.
It's really Christmas spirit. Love it.
Yeah, exactly right. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. cheeseburger hot dish sound good today? Hardwood is where you go. Meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue. Tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. And Swedish meatballs and Glendon tacos in Yulin, the pulled pork sandwiches on 45th. You're going to love them. PetroServe USA. All right, we better get to the calls here. And Nate is next on What's on Your Mind. Nate, you're up with Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. The point I kind of wanted to make today was about the special counsel that was going against Trump. It was kind of genius what the DOJ did. Putting a special counsel out there where what I think now that the Republicans hold the House, the investigations that will come forth through judiciary, when the witnesses start coming forth in the committees, how many of them will look toward Jim Jordan or some of them on the committee, like Kelly Armstrong maybe, and say, well, mm-hmm. I can't answer that because it will be under the purview of the special counsel. And how careful are they going to have to be in the next couple of years with bringing forth investigations?
Yeah, yeah. So really, good observation, Nate. You're exactly right. When there's special counsel, and when you're talking about special counsel, you're really talking about a prosecutor. And they have, obviously, prosecutorial authority. They have a subpoena authority. A lot of the things that the House has as well. But in a criminal investigation as opposed to an oversight investigation, and that can... Either in some cases, and I'm not a lawyer, so I couldn't tell you that technically, you know, how valid that is, but at the very least, it has an emotional or psychological impact on witnesses and witness testimony, whistleblowers maybe even, that, you know, they could be called, they could be warned by the Department of Justice because now they're subject to this special counsel, that they might be warned not to speak out of school or not to participate. So it becomes, in some cases, Nate, a convenient excuse. In other cases, a legitimate fear. Or in some cases, just fear itself. And so all of it could help suppress some of that. That said, though, I would say that there have already been, as you know, a number of whistleblowers that have come forth anonymously, particularly from the FBI and DOJ, that it seems to me that they'll be able to still be a robust oversight on that part of the House Republicans. But you're right, it could have somewhat of a dampening effect. The other thing, though, about it, just in general, I think it can also work against the administration and the Democrats. Because let's remember the last time there was a special counsel that was put up to try to bring down Donald Trump. It ended up proving that Donald Trump hadn't colluded with Russians, and some of the evidence that came out of that actually helped not only clear Donald Trump, exonerate Donald Trump, but condemn Democrats and Hillary Clinton's involvement in the very same thing, the very thing that they were trying to hit Donald Trump with. So it is a bit of a two-edged sword. The other thing I would say about this most recent one is that I think it's obvious to pretty much everybody that it's a bridge too far. That Donald Trump is a former president. It's time to, you know, let that one go. You're already 0-for-1 on special counsels with Donald Trump. I think they see it as interfering in a potentially next election. And so I'm not sure that it's going to have the impact that they're hoping. Remember the January 6th commission, but, you know, that just was a circus. And I don't know that it got a lot of attention. Or the outcome, at least that Democrats were hoping it would have. So a bit of a two-edged sword, but you make legitimate observations, and it probably was a strategic, a strategic plan on their part.
Next up, Minot, we go, and Bruce, question for Senator Cramer, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Senator Cramer, I got two quick questions. I don't know if you'll answer this. But 26 years in the military, my wife is a diabetic. She's been a diabetic for over 20 years. We're trying to figure out something here. She takes a certain medicine called Humalog, and I get my medicines all out the Minot Air Force Base, and usually we get a 30-day supply of her medicines, but this particular medicine, Humalog, at first I thought it was just a shortage. They could only give us a month, 1 month supply of it. So they keep on giving us notices when we can go back out there after 1 month and get this Humalog. Mm-hmm. And so this last time I went out there to get it, I asked the lady, I said, can I get the full amount now this time? She said, no, we don't have enough. And I said, what is it? Is it a shortage? I figure a shortage for medicine, you know, it's probably everything else a shortage. But she told me that the pharmacist, they didn't have enough money to purchase this particular medicine. Now, I'm looking at this in a big picture. I know money is allocated for certain things for different areas, but I look at it, we are giving, you know, student loan forgiveness the federal government is giving. We are giving money to basically for the fight over there with Putin's war.
Right.
But we don't have the money to buy medicines for our military pharmacies to get medicines. I don't know if you've, you know, trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Sure.
Is that just something that, is it a fiscal thing where eventually the pharmacy will get money and they'll get that stuff in? I don't know.
Yeah, no, this is the first I've heard this, Bruce, first of all. This is the first I've heard it. So, yeah, for those listening, Humalog is Bruce is exactly right. It's an insulin. I think it's for type 1 diabetes. And
right.
I don't know anything about a shortage of it. I'm not even sure. I don't know enough of the technicalities of even the one month issue. But I certainly have never heard that they don't have, quote, enough money to purchase, you know, this month's supply or whatever the case might be. But I will look into it right away. I will tell you this, Scott, that this is one of the challenges, or this is a microcosm of the bigger challenge we have right now, because we're not operating on a new National Defense Authorization Act, nor have we done appropriations, as you know, because it's not New Year's Eve yet, I guess. This place seems to be getting less and less functional all the time. And so, when you don't have a new NDAA, and again, this shouldn't affect this, but let me sort of explain the situation. Without new authorization, we're operating on last year's authorization with just an extension of it. You can't do new programs or new projects, or it greatly affects the acquisitions, research and development. Now, Humalog's not a new development, but it may very well be that they're into some new program or that something changed in the calendar. I'm going to look into it. We need to get our NDAA done is the bottom line, and we need to get some appropriations done. However we get that done, we have to get it done. But Bruce, if you don't mind, or maybe we'll just announce it, but if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind being in touch with you after this so we can check into it and get back to you.
Hang on if you would. We'll get your input.
One more question now? One more question? Real quick.
We're up against the clock here, so just hang on. We'll get your information off the air, and you can finish your question for Senator Kramer after the break, okay? Bring him your second question. Hang tight, if you would, Bruce. We'll get your information. We're going to break, so we don't have time for another question. Senator Kevin Kramer with us on the Talk Radio Town. All other questions, welcome 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776.
Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word ZONE to 39747. One more time, the word ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's Election Day again in Georgia, as the final Senate seat will be determined between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock. The federal government has delayed its enforcement of Real ID by 2 years, giving Americans more time to get ID cards that comply with the security requirements. DHS announced the full enforcement date will be pushed from May of 2023 to May of 2025.
Wait, we just ran off to the justice of the peace before we can change our minds. We're a little bit crazy, aren't we?
She's a whole lot crazy, and I'm not at all. That averages out to just a little.
Two-time Emmy-winning actress of the classic sitcom Cheers and the comedy Veronica's Closet, Kirstie Alley, has died. She was 71. Her passing was announced Monday night by her children. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My winter nights were taken up by static, stress, and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people...
Back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer today on the program. Your questions or comments, welcome. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. And Bruce in Minot had another question for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes. The other question is outside. It deals with the medical, with the military, not so much as pharmacies, but referrals. I mean, usually you go to a doctor. My yeah. wife takes a certain medicine that they're actually, I think they're phasing out, so that she's got to go to two other types of medicines. But now the doctor, you know, fills out a prescription, you know, gives it to the pharmacy, but now in addition, they need a referral for her to get this medicine. What I want you, I was wondering if you could comment, is this going to get worse before it gets better? Is this because she has to get referrals now for particular medicines, which I never heard before, but now they're starting? Is it because of maybe the military, are they getting a lot of fraud being done by different hospitals so that now they got to go get referrals to actually get the medicine? It's just a lot more hassle to get now our medicine. Because now we got to wait for referral. And this particular drug, she hasn't now taken it in 2 months because we're waiting on the referral. And I don't know what's the status of, you know, these referrals. They just sometimes they reject them.
This is new to me, too. Although I will tell you, on the referral front, we see that trend happening across medicine, and particularly VA and military, because there's getting to be, you mentioned fraud. Maybe there's more suspicion of fraud in some cases. In some situations, I think it's bureaucracy, quite honestly. I think that's particularly in the VA, it's protectionism that's at play. But let me ask a couple questions. Are you retired military? You said 26 years?
Correct.
And so are you on a VA health care plan, or is your wife on VA health care?
No, we're just still on TRICARE Prime.
Oh, yeah,
we got TRICARE Prime, and she.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right.
Okay, so that's helpful. Okay, so again, I'm going to look into these specific things. These are very specific things, but they're probably part of a wider trend, and that's why I want to find out. This is why this show is so darn important. Because I'd be very concerned if we're seeing an uptick in referrals. But what I'm trying to do, and what we all, I think, would like to do is we need people to get help when they need help, where they can get the help. At the best possible price, obviously, and still get the support that they've earned. by their service, Scott. And while we don't want widespread fraud, we also, as you've heard me say many times, should be erring on the side of our heroes. So let me look into both these questions. They're actually pretty closely related, I think. You're seeing a bureaucracy that has gotten in the way of getting what it should be fairly simple, fairly basic assistance, and healthcare assistance to people who've earned it.
All right, Bruce, we've passed along your number to Senator Kramer's office, so appreciate the call very much, and thank you for calling. I want to ask an NDAA question, the big Defense Authorization Act. We had a lot of questions about whether or not you supported the ban on the vaccine mandate for the military as part of that. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. There's been some movement on that, actually, even by Democrats over in the House, although not within the military itself, as I hear it. And this has been moving day to day. So two things. First of all, in the House, what they're talking about doing, and I say the House because that's where the bill is going to come from. When leadership, I mean what we call four corners, you know, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee and ranking member and Senate Armed Services Committee ranking member, along with the, you know, speaker and leaders, all that stuff. As they negotiate this package, one of the things that Republicans in both the House and the Senate have been really, really, you know, focused on is the vaccine mandate and at the very least eliminating it. I've actually supported an amendment, or at least a vote on an amendment, which there are several of them out there. Marsha Blackburn's got one. I think Rand Paul has one. Marsha might even have a couple of different ones that relate to not only banning the vaccine going forward, but reinstating people who've been retired or resigned from the military or let go from the military as a result of their objection or noncompliance with the vaccine mandate. And there's several schools of thought, and I'm interested in everybody's, not the least of which is how do you reward people who disobeyed a direct order, even if they have a reason to disobey it, when the vast majority of people actually obeyed the order, and some of them grudgingly. And to which I would say, because this vaccine is different than all the other vaccines that are mandated, and we can go into those details that your listeners are very familiar with. So I actually support that as well. I support reinstating people that were dismissed as a result of objecting. I just think it's that different. But where we seem to be making progress, and I think some of the progress has been made because a few of us have stood up, including couple of us on the Armed Services Committee, and have said, you know, we need to fix this. We need to reinstate people. We need to stop punishing our heroes who conscientiously objected to a vaccine that was not yet proven, and that, in fact, through time has actually proven that the vaccine doesn't prevent the transmitting of the virus in the first place. So it doesn't even do what it's, you know, the claim was or what it was designed to do. Now, it does some other things, and, again, we can have a longer discussion if you'd like. But I actually support that as a condition of moving forward with the National Defense Authorization Act. But the movement that's taking place is at least eliminating the vaccine. There does seem to be some Democratic support for that in the House. Leadership hasn't endorsed it, per se, but they have also said they're open to it and they might not oppose it. I'll tell you who has opposed it, though, is the military leadership themselves. They've opposed eliminating the mandate for various reasons that we can talk about if people want to.
All right, let's see. Let's go next to Pete. Pete has a question or comment for Senator Kevin Kramer on What's on Your Mind, 271-1100. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask the senator how long it takes to get a response back from his office. I sent your office an email back in September and followed up a few times with phone calls and said, yeah, we'll get back with you in a couple of days, and nothing's ever happened, and now it's December. I mean, do we ever get responses or just say no?
Where are you from, Pete? Where do you live?
Hazleton.
In Hazleton. Usually very quickly. So I'll get on it and see what it is. My sense, have you gotten no response or have you gotten a dissatisfactory response?
Well, I sent you an email, and I talked to your office about some things before, but this time when I sent an email in September, I didn't get a response. And I called and I told her I at least would get that.
Yeah. Well, let me look into it. I'll find out. My guess is if you've done that, Pete from Hazleton will be easy to find. in our system.
All right.
And then we'll know whether you got one or got misplaced or why you wouldn't have gotten one for whatever reason. But
I specifically asked for a written response one time.
Okay. Yeah, generally if you send an email, you'll get an email response back. So I'll check on it and see if we can't get you something, you know, as quickly as possible.
Hopefully. Pete from Hazleton, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Okay, Dana, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, just an observation from an earlier segment. When you're kind of talking about the bad actors in the Twitter thing, you mentioned Twitter, Facebook, I believe the Biden campaign, but you never once mentioned the FBI and their involvement. And to me, that is the biggest piece of this puzzle. Their weekly meetings, them coming out in front of the release of the Hunter Biden thing, that is the most dangerous. Did you leave that out purposefully or just forget about the FBI? That's my
question. Actually, I did. I talked about the Department of Justice and the administration in particular. That's the biggest part is when the government itself colludes with big tech. Remember, I mentioned the Obama administration and then the campaign, and then, of course, the federal government itself is complicit in all of that. Now, just so you know, I mean, Scott, you've heard me say this many times. I've written about it pretty extensively, including in a Harvard review piece. I believe the Department of Justice is the most rogue of all the agencies. In fact, I submit to you that our Department of Justice, when you talk about the deep state and you talk about who does the administration, who does the executive state answer to, who does the bureaucracy answer to, the lack of cooperative federalism, all of those things are perpetrated, are enhanced, are accelerated, are advanced because we have a Department of Justice who believes that they work for themselves. And so they actually enable, if not downright encourage, the other agencies to not cooperate and collaborate. And, of course, the Department of Justice has centralized power. That was written into law, 50, 60 years ago, that consolidated the litigation authority and the investigatory authority of all of the agencies under the Department of Justice. So they're a very powerful, big creature. And but, again, this is why, remember I talked about FBI whistleblowers? I said that Jim Jordan and the House will have some opportunity because they've already gotten FBI whistleblowers that have come forward. And so while the DOJ and the special counsel will have some ability to scare, coerce, even maybe suppress some testimony, there's going to be a lot out there. And again, I do think their involvement in this further exacerbates their image problem.
Jump to the next call. John, your question for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Scott and Senator Kramer, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to hitchhike on that last caller. The FBI was steering Twitter in their weekly meetings with them, steering them away from truth that was harmful to the Biden campaign. And they fraudulently and falsely said, knowingly, that it was Russian misinformation and that they should be careful when it pops up. This was a scheme. And it seems like there is a government within the government. There have been so many investigations of these people. Mr. Ray has been before Congress, and it's like they're laughing at Congress. There are never consequences for these rogue agencies. They have gotten away with murder. That poor man, Mr. Trump, I so pity him. At what point, Senator Kramer, do heads roll?
So do you want to answer that after the break, or do you want me to?
Yeah, we probably should, since we're short on time here. Senator Kramer, here's the music. And John, hang tight for your answer. Take our last break of the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Senator Kevin Kramer joins us for one more segment on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on Your Mind brought to you today by the place where you can get one Christmas gift after another and be guaranteed that when the presents are open, they go, oh my gosh, is this great. My Pillow, the slippers, towels, the robe, the pillows. That's right. How about the coffee? Go with the coffee. That's brand new, and it is getting rave reviews. You can get that at mystore.com, promo code Scott. All the sleepwear. There's so many great ideas. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Okay, back with Senator Kevin Cramer in our final few minutes here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. And John laid out a good question, and go ahead with your answer, Senator Cramer.
Yeah, and just to summarize, so the question being, how can it be changed? How do we change it? When are they brought to justice in all of this? And, John, this is a monstrous challenge without a question, but this is why the Republican majority is so important in the House. So I've already talked about the oversight hearings. Because what happens is it reveals things. And it reveals things in a more public way. we have to be constantly, I think, shaming the media as much as anything, so that they look more seriously at some of this corruption at the federal level, particularly in the Department of Justice. We have to get, again, the right kind of Republican president, either President Trump or somebody like President Trump, perhaps somebody that knows the bureaucracy fairly well, that understands the depth of it, the inside, if you will, of it. I think that matters a lot. If you don't, you're just going to get somebody who's going to try their best and come up short. It's why we're involved in politics. It's why we get up every day, as discouraging as it can be, and say, I have to fight another day. We have to fight another day. So oversight hearings matter a lot, and the House is going to have some good ones. And I hope Kelly's on the committee. Well, he will be. Kelly Armstrong, you guys, is one of the best cross-examiners because he's clever. He doesn't just score points. He understands how to get people on the record saying things. And I hope we're not disappointed. I don't think we will be disappointed. I think the House has a heavy load to carry in this regard, obviously. I wish the Senate could lend some more support, but clearly with them in charge of the Senate for the time being, we won't be doing a lot of that. But nobody wants to be embarrassed nationally, and certainly nobody wants to be held in contempt. By the way, this is not an insignificant thing, the contempting. Remember, prior to this, federal courts and even prosecutors in the DOJ didn't take seriously when somebody was held in contempt of Congress. Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress with his operation of running guns across Mexico. Nothing happened. He just got accelerated in terms of his fame. But when it happened to Donald Trump, and when it happened with the January 6th Commission, Steve Bannon gets held in contempt, and they prosecuted him. So that ship sailed. They've set a new precedent. And I do think, and this is what I mean by this, these activities, these actions cut both ways and can have consequences in the long run if you have a long game view of things. But we do have to win elections. We have to do more in Minnesota of what we're doing in North Dakota.
John, anything else?
The American people are so tired of seeing criminals in the federal government get away with it. We couldn't do it. It is making us ill out here. That was felony election interference. Felony election, and they threw an election.
And yet,
and heads have got to roll.
Right. And they won't roll as long as Democrats are the ones that have the heads on the platters. So that's my point. And yet, Democrats get elected. And this is what I mean by places like Minnesota have to do more of what North Dakota does. And until they do, this is what we're stuck with you guys for a very long time, a very narrowly divided country, without a question. We've got to win some elections in places like Georgia and Arizona and even Nevada, obviously, places where we should be winning them and didn't win them this time around. We've got to win them. We absolutely have to if the heads are going to roll. But that said, again, the House is going to have 2 years of oversight authority, Republicans, oversight authority with Jim Jordan at that helm, I would suspect, and hopefully Kelly Armstrong and others doing the cross-examining and creating the record that even the liberal media can't ignore.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you very much. I'm going to give you a quick text question here that I need literally a 30-second answer for. Some Democrats have given away their reason for wanting open borders. They want to grant citizenship to illegal aliens in belief that the majority will vote for their party, and they have. If the GOP goes along with the Tillis Sinema immigration bill, it'll be another step to one-party rule. Until the border is secured, there should be no talk of amnesty. Do you agree?
Well, I don't think we should go down an amnesty route at all. We've got the first thing. We shouldn't do anything until we close the border. We shouldn't do a thing until we close the border. Now, I think there's not every immigrant is the same. Not every immigrant, not even every illegal immigrant is created the same. I'm open to a whole bunch of discussions, but I've not followed the Tillis Sinema thing. I got some emails on it. I haven't even looked into it, to be honest. But I will tell you this, though, that Nancy Pelosi is playing a lot of weird games with this National Defense Authorization Act, adding things like safe banking and permitting reform and Electoral Count Reform Act, VAWA fix, things that should not be in the Defense Authorization Act, because the Defense Authorization Act is something that has to pass, which is why they're messing with it. But watch it closely. The next few days will be very interesting as it relates to adding weird things to an otherwise pretty sacred Christmas tree.
Herschel Walker win tonight?
You know, I'm kind of like I'm a Herschel Walker fan, like I'm a Minnesota Viking fan. You hardly dare believe it's possible. But, you know, what's that? That
was almost, wasn't it? I hear you. We have to leave it there. God bless. That's the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kramer.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.